The Chicago-based appellate court says Milwaukee federal judge Rudolph Randa was wrong to keep the cemetery trust fund out of the Milwaukee Archdiocese bankruptcy case. Peter Isley of SNAP, or the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says the appellate ruling is like hitting the reset button for more than 550 clergy abuse victims whose claims are tied up in the four-year bankruptcy process.
We're hoping that this decision and what's going to come from it is going to reverse the direction that we've seen so far, which has been very, very against survivors. It has not led to the healing and resolution at all that survivors and we feel this community has hoped for.
Isley also hopes the ruling will shed more light on why New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan and the Vatican set up the Cemetery Trust Fund when Dolan was Milwaukee's Archbishop. A lawyer representing the trust says the appellate decision casts a shadow over religious freedom. Timothy Nixon says the trust has a duty to protect the Catholic cemeteries in Milwaukee so that they can be maintained for their sacred purpose and for the families of the deceased who put funds in trust to provide for this perpetual care. But Isley of SNAP says the appellate decision reopens the debate about religious freedom.
Religious freedom is not about concealing and transferring sex offenders or concealing and transferring money to keep that from those who have been harmed by criminal abuse and criminal behavior.
The appellate court is returning the cemetery case to another federal district judge, but not Judge Randa, who failed to disclose he has relatives buried in Catholic cemeteries maintained by the trust fund. The fund says it is reaffirming its offer to make a loan to the Milwaukee Archdiocese to keep moving forward a proposed church bankruptcy reorganization plan. But an attorney representing abuse victims, Jeff Anderson, says the decision allows survivors to go back to court to argue that all $55 million in assets the Archdiocese transferred to the cemetery trust should be available to compensate survivors in the bankruptcy case. And Marcy Hamilton, an attorney representing the Bankruptcy Creditors Committee, says the Chicago Appeals Court found that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is not a sword to be wielded against private parties and that religious organizations do not have immunity from the bankruptcy laws that apply to everyone else. Hamilton says the ruling is a win for survivors of sexual abuse. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.